This is Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you in your journey to stay pure online. Covenant Eyes exists to help people have open and honest accountability conversations about internet use. This not only means developing good accountability software, but helping people to go deep in their friendships with one another. We recently contacted Christian psychologist Dr. Larry Crabb to ask him about how we can foster deeper accountability relationships. Using material from his book, Soul Talk, Dr. Crabb speaks with us about how we can have the kind of Christian friendships that spur us on to be more like Christ. Dr. Crabb has been talking with us about what he calls the five dance steps of redemptive Christian conversation, five important ways of thinking that help us to interact with our friends in a way that stirs our passions for God. He has already spoken about the first two steps. The first was think beneath, the process of looking past surface issues and conversations to the real battle between the flesh and the spirit going on in someone's heart. The second step was think vision, the process of seeing God's vision for someone's character and life. This week he talks about the third step, think passion. This step is about identifying the hidden motives of our own heart as we converse with others. The more deeply aware we are about our own sinful motives, the more quickly we can repent of them and identify the godly motives the Holy Spirit is placing within us.
I don't believe that souls really meet until both people are broken. What are the motives that is carrying the conversation at this point? What is happening in me while I'm talking to you?
Let's look at the next one. The next one you said is think passion. Now, what is this? What do you mean by think passion?
This is the most irritating one of the bunch, actually, because this is what is happening in me while I'm talking to you. When I'm talking to you in a small group or in a conversation, I want to be thinking beneath what's happening in you, be curious about the battle going on in your soul, the good things, the bad things. I want to be thinking vision, what the Spirit is leading you toward, and could I cast a vision for what that might be, and could you see the gleam in my eye that's excited as opposed to the critical spirit that's going to fix you. But while I'm doing all that, maybe I need to be aware, not maybe, I do need to be aware, that I've got a bunch of self-talk going on inside of me that has far more to do with my well-being than your well-being, and I've got to become very aware of that. I've got to think passion. What are the passions? What are the motives? I guess a synonym for passion could be motives. What are the motives that is carrying the conversation at this point? Oh, I tell the story in the book of Tim Burke, a Major League Baseball player, pitched the New York Yankees. I actually spent some time with Tim this morning, and Tim has become a wonderful friend. And the first time I met him, he was going through very terrible times with a family that was falling apart and just lots of things that were very difficult, and a mutual friend asked us to meet. And I met him for a cup of coffee somewhere, and Tim's about 6'4", been a professional athlete, wore Yankee pinstripes. I'm 5'10". My baseball career existed in eighth grade of playing one game when I was put in the game and the guy hit a ball to me. I was playing second base, went right through my legs. The coach benched me, and I quit the team. That was my baseball career. And I could just feel myself being intimidated. I could feel myself feeling jealous. I could feel all sorts of things in me that were not of the Spirit of God. And if you're honest about it, in every conversation, you're going to feel something similar. This is just one specific illustration. And I didn't realize what I was doing. I did not realize it until later, when in the first couple of conversations, I was going to get over my feelings of inadequacy and intimidation by letting Tim know that, well, maybe you can pitch baseballs, but I can pitch words. And I'm going to let you know how good I am with words. And I did that for a couple of conversations, and we were getting nowhere. Until finally, I became aware as I was thinking passion that I'm meeting with Tim with the goal of not feeling too bad about myself. And when I recognized that, I said that to Tim at one point. I said, Tim, let me tell you what's been going on in me as we've been conversing. And he just burst into hysterical laughter. And he said, I knew you were a mess. I had no idea what kind of a mess you are. And and when he said that, we actually, I think our souls met for the first time. Because I don't believe that souls really meet until both people are broken. And there was a brokenness in me. I wasn't loving Tim. I was using Tim. And until I'm willing to think passion and think, you know, I'm feeling inadequate, I better say something intelligent. You know, every kid in the classroom, when you raise your hand, when you think you're going to impress the class with a good question. And we're all doing something like that. So think passion. And when you do that, you can eventually identify you know, there's something in me that actually does care about Tim. There's something in me that, in the middle of an argument with my wife, there's something in me that wants to do more than just make my point and get her to agree. I'd actually like to let her know that even though we differ on this and I think she's wrong, I still really love her and I respect her opinion. And if that's alive in me because I think passion and can identify that, then the conversation can start going somewhere.
And that thing that is in us, that is the Spirit of God doing his redeeming work, is it not?
Absolutely. One other illustration of the exact same point that you're making, we were, you know, every husband will understand this. I said to my wife about 2 weeks ago, this actually happened. I said to her, we were going somewhere, and I said, honey, are you ready? And she said, yeah. Well, when she says yeah, that means about 10 minutes. And I didn't realize that, although I should after all these years. So I went out to get in the car. It was cold. I was going to heat the car up. Your real nice husband get the car warm for my wife to get in. And I figured she'd be out in about 2 minutes. She had her coat on. She had her purse in her hand when I went out of the garage. I waited 15 minutes in the car. And I could feel myself as I was thinking passion. I could feel myself thinking, what the dickens is going on? When you get in the car, I want to know. I want you to explain yourself. And as I identified that, I started laughing at what a selfish idiot I was. And I could identify the fact that, you know, if she's an hour late, I'm thrilled to see her. And that was the Spirit of God working. And when she got in the car, I literally burst out laughing. And she said, what's so funny? And I said, you have no idea the battle I've been fighting for the last 15 minutes. And you have no idea how much my heart just loves you right now. And that was the beginning of a wonderful evening.
Thank you for listening to Covenant Eyes Radio. In our next episode, Dr. Crabb will share the fourth dance step of Soul Talk. For more information on Dr. Larry Crabb and his resources, visit newwayministries.org. Listen to more of our podcasts on iTunes or on the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.